Welcome. You have now tuned in to Smart Money Mornings, brought to you by The Lab.
I want you to deal with your problems by becoming rich.
Start off your morning smart with market news, stock picks, investment ideas, and more.
Money never sleeps. It's just jealous. And if you don't pay close attention, you wake up in the morning, she might be gone forever.
Now, here's your host, Ben Hart.
Good morning, guys. I'm your host, Ben Hart, and thank you for tuning in to Smart Money Mornings. Before we start, I do want to remind listeners that this is not professional financial advice and is provided for educational purposes only. Invest at your own risk and comfort level. I want to start off today with a quote from Walt Disney, and it states, "The way to get started is to quit talking and start doing." And I love this quote because I feel like it applies to the majority of the population, myself included at times. Everybody has an idea, but most won't even try to see if it'll work. I want to start this, but I don't know how. I have an idea, but I don't have money. Any excuse you want to come up with is indeed just an excuse. We carry devices in our pocket that have more computing power than the first rocket that went into space. You can start a business off that device for practically no money. You can access any information and practically anybody. There is no excuse to not be at least trying things. Try and fail. Repeat that over and over again. That's the only way you're going to know what works and what doesn't, and I'm not in the business of playing what-if games anymore, so I'm going to do everything I can. And the beauty about these times is regardless of what you're passionate about, there's an audience for it, and you have the ability to access that audience, and it's time to take advantage.
It's time to check in on the market news.
All right, market news. Let's go ahead and talk about the elephant in the room, the coronavirus, and what it's done to the economy and most recently the U.S. stock market. February 10th, Dow Jones hits 29,551. Today, March 1st, it sits at 25,409. 0.36, down over 4,000 points in less than 3 weeks. The stock market had the worst week since 2008. S&P 500 down over 400 points to 2954. We've seen the coronavirus spread like wildfire, halting production in some regions, halting travel, and now it's in the U.S. In my opinion, all signs are pointing towards a recession. I'm completely out of the stock market for the time being and only trading currencies. The markets are nervous, and I just kind of want to steer clear of all of it for now and keep an eye on things. There is a silver lining in this possible recession, however. Historically, the markets have recovered quickly after a virus-induced recession. So right now, my plan is to pay close attention to what's happening with the virus and watching the markets closely, and then hopping back in the market at new lows and profit off the recovery of the markets. The current death rate is reported at 1.4%. However, it's believed to be even lower than that due to many mild cases of coronavirus that were not even reported. There's over 83,000 cases globally and now 60 cases in the U.S., which most of them come from the people who traveled abroad. One number which is promising and not been reported in the media at all is of those 83,000 cases, well over 30,000 of them have already recovered. So while this will continue to spread and the markets will more than likely continue to panic and plummet, this isn't panning out to be the pandemic that's going to kill an astronomical amount of people, but it will slow business, trade, and overall the flow of money, and the markets will continue to take hits, in my opinion.
The stock picks of the week.
I'm going to be doing stock picks this week rather than stocks I'm watching. Just with the market being unsettling, I don't even really feel comfortable giving out advice in a bearish market. But I will say this, we are typically in a time where doubling down as the price decreases can be beneficial. This is one route you could go. Me personally, I just like to be out of the market. I don't like stomaching the red days. I just like having that liquidity ready to buy back into the lows. So stocks I'm going to be watching during this time, Apple, it's already currently down to $273.26 from its 52-week high of $327.85. Number two is Tesla. It's down to $667.99 from its 52-week high of $968.99. Number three is Virgin Galactic, is down to $24.60 from its high at $42.49. Verizon is down to $54.16 from its high of $62.22. Number five is Exxon, which is down $51.44 from its high at $83.49. And the last one is Peloton, down to $26.69 from its high of $37.02. These are all stocks I've already been trading options on lately and just have taken large hits, so I'm looking to kind of hop in when the prices bounce back to previous highs. Thinking about the end of April or so, really just depends on how this coronavirus pans out. But I will close by saying the next few weeks or months are completely unpredictable, so proceed with caution and don't get greedy in times like these. I'm very optimistic that the coronavirus will come and go in a matter of months, and hopefully we'll start to see a recovery around May.
It's time for investment ideas.
My only advice for this week is pull back and prepare. Save, save, save. You'll thank yourself later. The future is uncertain, and the smartest thing to do is be prepared. This allows you to be calm during a time of panic, steps ahead of the game, and ready to capitalize off the market when it comes time for recovery. Personally, I'll just be stashing any spare cash in a savings account for the time being and staying out of the stock market. I will continue to trade Forex and run the AI trading software, which is currently up 27.2% on the month and has an 82% win rate.
And now, this is Extra.
Extra.
All right, since it's tax return time, the extra for today is six things to do with your tax return instead of making ridiculous purchases. Number one is pay off debt. Number two, put it in your retirement fund. Number three, invest in an index fund. Number four, put it in an emergency fund. Five, invest in yourself. And number six, save for your next vacation. I know this doesn't sound like a quote-unquote smart investment, but it is. You have to relax and take breaks. Your mind needs it. Your body needs it. Try to take at least one nice vacation a year if possible, more if you can. And that's it for me this week, guys. I really appreciate you tuning in. I hope you guys have a great week. In the meantime, if you could, subscribe and rate the podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We're also on SoundCloud. Check out our Instagram and Twitter accounts as well, at Smart Money Mornings and at Smart Mornings on Twitter. Thanks again, and see you next week.
You've been listening to Smart Money Mornings, brought to you by The Lab. Starting off your morning smart with market news, stock picks, investment ideas, and more. For more after the show, subscribe and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Till next time, this is Smart Money Mornings, signing off.